Billy Sutton, running for State Senate in District 21.
And what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, that's a good question. In District 21, which is comprised of Gregory Tripp, Charles Mix, and then a southwestern portion of Bonhomme County, what people I think will find most interesting is that the people in this district really vote for the person and not the party. You know, they're very engaged and they care deeply about their communities and state. And so one thing that I've always loved about our district is how extremely kind and thoughtful people are as well. They love their schools, hospitals, local businesses, farmers, ranchers. And what's also unique is they don't just talk about the love they have for their community. They actually show it through their actions. They donate time and money to get the job done to make their local communities a better place to live, work, and raise a family. So the communities in District 21 are also incredibly diverse, yet we all work together to do what is best for our people. And that is what being from rural South Dakota is all about, one thing I've always loved about living here. And so at the end of the day, I'm just proud to be a part of these communities and to have the honor of representing our district as their senator for the last 6 years. And I'm really looking forward to two more years as well.
Would you discuss a major issue or topic you want the legislature to address?
Sure. I think a couple of the biggest issues facing South Dakota right now is workforce and economic development. So workforce development and economic development. Both of those issues are tied to two things, I think. Number one is a great education, and number two is affordable health care. And I'll explain those a little further. So if we don't adequately and properly educate our kids, they will not be able to address the workforce needs of our communities. And if we do not make sure that employees, small businesses, and the working poor can provide health care coverage for themselves and their families, then our workforce disappears under the burden of health care costs if they get sick or hurt and can't pay for the extraordinary cost of health care. If we don't address these costs, we will continue to crush the middle class and to force many into medical bankruptcy. This affects all of us with increased costs of services and insurance rates from hospitals and insurance companies. So in my opinion, one of the best ways to address this issue is with increased health care coverage to the working poor through Medicaid expansion. So this added coverage for South Dakotans that are under 138% of the federal poverty line, which equates to around 55,000 South Dakotans, would produce tremendous benefits for all of South Dakota. It would give our counties relief and decreased county poor relief costs. It would also save our hospitals over $100 million per year in uncompensated care and charity care costs, which we are all paying for right now in increased costs of care at our local hospitals. So Governor Dugard's plan to expand Medicaid that he's proposed comes as a package deal with a policy update from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which as that relates to the Native American population, they updated their reimbursement policy. So this update on how dual-eligible Native American care is paid for would save South Dakota about $67 million, which could then be used to expand health care coverage through Medicaid for those 55,000 South Dakotans that I mentioned above. But this plan has so many more benefits. Not only would it save the state money, but it would also allow the IHS dollar, the Indian Health Services dollar, to go further to pay for Native American care that are only IHS eligible. So as part of this plan and in partnership with healthcare providers across the state, we can then also enter into contracts with IHS to provide more and better services to our 9 reservations in South Dakota through services such as dialysis, telehealth, and mental health. So this plan is literally a win-win-win. Increased healthcare coverage would save our state money and boost economic development in our communities. It would bolster the health of and provide better healthcare access to our limited workforce in South Dakota and grow our current workforce. But most importantly, it would save lives. This increased healthcare coverage could save as many as 313 lives per year right here in South Dakota, based on a study done by the New England Journal of Medicine. So it turns out this is a pro-life issue as well. So I think that is probably one of the biggest issues that the legislature needs to address this upcoming session.
And I guess what sort of legislation or solutions would you bring forward to deal with that, but also the workforce issue you mentioned earlier?
Sure. You know, the beauty of this issue as it relates to Medicaid expansion is that it simply needs to be an amendment to allow federal expenditure authority in the general funding bill that we are required to pass every year to balance the budget anyway. It would not cost the state budget a single penny in state general fund dollars. Technically, the governor could expand Medicaid, but he has been adamant that he wants legislative support to move forward. So at the end of the day, we simply need a majority vote to pass expansion in this scenario. The solution that I will strive for is to convince other legislators to look at the numbers, facts, and figures and ask them to make the decision based on what is best for South Dakota. And I believe that any reasonable individual looks at the plan that the governor's proposed and looks at the actual numbers, facts, and figures of this proposal would see that it makes sense for South Dakota. This truly is a South Dakota plan, and it's going to take us all coming together to get the job done, but I think we can do it.